This photograph by Paul Sapoya is 36 inches in height by 24 inches in width, entitled Bradley After Capote. The photo is hung with four large paper clips on each corner without a formal picture frame. The photograph is composed of a nude white male figure sitting on a couch which is pressed up against a brick wall. The daylight is coming from the right side of the frame, beyond which there is presumably a window, as we see the plastic vertical adjuster of Venetian blinds against the brick. The figure has his left leg stretched out towards the camera, presumably resting on a coffee table of some sort, and we see his foot out of focus in the far bottom right-hand corner of the frame. His right leg is bent inwards, with his knee angled upwards, and his right foot resting upon his outstretched thigh. This leg position reveals the figure's genitals, which lies flaccid between his legs. He holds his right foot with his left hand, and his right hand emerges from behind his right knee, although his arm is hidden. It appears as if his right hand was holding a book, perhaps Capote, but it has now dropped and rests balanced between his right palm and stomach. The figure's face is boyish, even though he sports some facial stubble. His hair is blonde, closely cropped at the sides, but with loose curls at the top. He is looking directly at the camera, or perhaps slightly adjacent towards the photographer himself. His body is lithe, and he appears comfortable in his nudity. The couch that he sits upon sinks slightly under his weight, and he sits between two cushions, not atop a single one. This causes a shadowed vertical line to lead the eye towards his penis, two downward sloping diagonals that point towards his size, and another pair of downward sloping lines that are covered by this figure's neck. These lines are perfectly echoed by the figure's collarbones, which continue the same downward sloping lines. The photograph as a whole has the effect of intimacy, as if we were peering into a casual morning in the home of the artist.